This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Illinois Supreme Court Justice Tom Kilbride is facing new questions about his ties to embattled Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. WBEZ political reporter Dave McKinney has more.
Kilbride is the longest tenured member of the Democratic-led state Supreme Court, and he's on the November 3rd ballot in Will County and other parts of northern Illinois for another 10-year term. Republicans see his potential defeat as a linchpin toward retaking the state's high court. So they're focusing on Kilbride's ties to Democratic House Speaker Michael Madigan. The speaker's become entangled, though not charged, in a federal bribery probe. This month, Kilbride told WBEZ he wouldn't take any new Madigan-linked campaign contributions.
Tell you this, because I made this mandate clear, we're not going to accept one penny from, and I say this respectfully, but towards Speaker Madigan or any of his entities.
But late Tuesday, Kilbride accepted $550,000 from the Madigan-led Democratic Party of Illinois. Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Shanahan, a Republican, seized on Kilbride's about-face.
He's losing, right? Like, he probably thought you can win a retention race because everybody wins retention races, and all of a sudden, he's losing.
GOP Congressman Darren LaHood of Peoria agreed.
Of course he said he wasn't going to take the money. Now he's went back on that. I think it shows that this race, he could go down.
Kilbride needs 60% of the vote to win, but his district swung decisively to President Trump in 2016. Kilbride campaign spokesman Ryan McLaughlin said the justice was unaware of the state Democratic Party contribution because he's made it a practice not to be involved in his campaign finances.
And no knowledge of the donors to his retention committee, nor of those to the opposition committee.
Kilbride has described his relationship with Madigan as a distant one, centered on occasional chats about baseball, Notre Dame football, and staying healthy. Dave McKinney, WBEZ News.